Huey Lewis in the News, stuck with you. And you're stuck with me as well, all the way till 9 a.m. So keep tuned right here to Marky Mark in the morning for all of your entertainment and music to start off the day. Perfect way to start the day. Come on, let's keep it rolling. We got Edwin McCain coming up next. Here's I'll Be. It's more commercial-free music here on KNEC. Ed Sheeran right here on Marky Mark in the morning. Yuma Zone at 100.9 at KNEC. This hour brought to you by Shop All in Yuma. And today is a good day to treat yourself right because today is self-love day. But just to be safe, I would think twice about shaking anyone's hand today. Today is also the day to rethink your parents' thinking and get a different name. It's Get a Different Name Day. So, you know, if you don't enjoy your name, be careful, but you do have a chance to change it, according to the day we're celebrating today. But today's also a day for cheese lovers. It's National Cheddar Day. Followed, of course, tomorrow by National Constipation Day. But, you know, it's worth it anyway. Also, Valentine's Day is tomorrow. This, of course, is my cue to take down my Christmas decorations. Christmas tree still needs to come down. That's neither here nor there. Coming up next, we're going to keep it rolling. Coming up, we got weather. And then back to the music with Alyssa Cara. It's the simplest kind of humor. Some people love, some people hate. I fall into the love category. So without further ado, here's today's Dad Joke.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
I'm back in the States for a visit. I live in China now.
Oh, what is it like living in China?
I can't complain.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
So, be careful about complaining. Coming up next, we got a sports update, and then Kygo and Whitney Houston. There's Machine Gun Kelly with my ex's best friend, who's been in the news for a couple of things. Well, apparently got electrocuted during his Super Bowl party performance a few days ago. So, he got electrocuted while on stage, so that was kind of cool. And also, now there's rumors. Megan Fox hinting that they might have split up. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. She deleted all of her Instagram posts with him. And also, she now follows Eminem, which is hilarious. She also uploaded a series of photos of herself in a video of an envelope being burned in a fire pit. And she captioned it with a song with lyrics from Beyonce's 2016 album Lemonade, writing, "You can taste the dishonesty. It's all over your breath." So Machine Gun Kelly might have lost Megan Fox. So single guys, Megan Fox might be back on the market. So there we go. Coming up next, we got more hits. Here's Eagle Eye Cherry, Save Tonight. There's David Guetta and BB Rexha with I'm Good. Here on Marky Mark in the morning, 8 o'clock hour of the show. And right now, I have a very special guest on the phone. It's the President of the United States. Now, President Biden's here. He's calling today to discuss recent acceptance that COVID-19 may have come from a lab leak. Now, good morning, President.
How's your week, lab leak?
Very good, sir. Thank you.
I tell you what, if I was president during the outbreak, there would have been no viruses escaping the labs.
Why is that, sir? Because you're an expert at security?
In a manner of speaking, I'm an expert at stopping leaks.
Oh, really? Well, how do you stop leaks?
Depends.
On what?
No, depends. The undergarments, they stop all my leaks. I would have wrapped that lab in Depends and called it a day.
Oh, boy.
No masks, no lockdowns, all because of Joey B's underpants.
I don't think that would have worked, sir.
Hey, do you get up 17 times a night to water the rose garden?
No.
I didn't think so. Leave the leaks to the leak experts. Now, to make sure there's no more leaks, we're sending my underpants to countries all over the world to have the labs. No more leaks.
If you think that'll help.
I do. I gotta go get this going. But mark my words. If I can't stop the leaks, I will wet myself. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. All right. Always appreciate speaking with the president and the leader of the free world. Coming up next, we got more music. Taylor Swift, bottom of the hour.